Welcome to the Small Caps Podcast, where we discuss news and information related to ASX-listed companies and financial markets, keeping investors informed. Note that the content in this podcast is not financial or investment advice, and be sure to head over to smallcaps.com.au to get the latest market news. Now, without further delay, here's today's podcast.
Welcome back to Small Caps, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Kerry Stevenson, and I'm talking to Cobalt Resources, which is a pure cobalt play over in the US. We all know that cobalt is part of the critical minerals going forward into this new green energy revolution. Ben Valerine is the managing director. The ASX code is KOB, pure cobalt, what's not to like. Ben, thanks so much for joining me today because I know how busy you've been. You've only just listed, so this is like brand new. I feel like I'm talking to the new kid on the block.
Thanks very much, Kerry. Yeah, we only just listed on Wednesday, so that's pretty exciting. We're off to a pretty good start. It's, yeah, really exciting.
Well, look, this is the first time that you're, considering you've just listed as well, the first time you and I have chatted about Cobalt Resources. So give our beautiful viewers out there an overview of who you are, and then we'll get into the detail.
No worries. Well, Cobalt Resources was established to explore a portfolio of five high-grade cobalt project deposits, and they're all located in the USA. Now, four of them are located in the Idaho Cobalt Belt, which is a world-renowned cobalt district, and it's quite unique in the way that it's famous for having pure cobalt deposits. So a lot of the world's cobalt is a byproduct of copper and nickel, whereas Idaho Cobalt, cobalt is the primary mineral of economic importance. So, it's a really exciting place to be in during an interesting cobalt market.
Ben, you just said four of them are in the Idaho cobalt area. Is that, that's pure play cobalt. I can't say it, cobalt. Yeah. Is there anywhere else in the world that's got pure cobalt, or is it always associated with either nickel or copper?
Oh, there are some other deposits. Morocco in particular has got some pure play cobalts, but the majority of the world's cobalt comes out of the Congo, and they are cobalt copper deposits. About 70% of the world's cobalt comes out of the Congo.
Wow.
And yeah, the rest, okay. A lot of it comes from a byproduct of nickel mining as well. Nickel laterites and nickel sulfides get a good cobalt credit.
This was a demerger from New World Resources because they want to go focus on their copper play. Ben, you've got a lot of experience over 20 years in this industry. What? Because you're now the new managing director, why did you like this company, this project, these projects so much?
Well, I've been a geologist for 20 years and I've never had the opportunity to be a managing director.
Oh, so, watch out.
That's right. So I wanted to make sure that I had some quality projects to come behind to make my life a lot easier. And as I said, these pure play cobalts, there's lots of high grade. They're quite advanced for the Idaho Cobalt District. They've got drilling, their soil sampling anomalies, and it's a really good start for a geologist of any kind to get their teeth stuck into, and all when cobalt's kind of booming.
Yeah, cobalt is booming. How did you get your hands on the projects? They were with New World Resources. They like just explain how you got this group together.
Yeah, so New World Resources have focused on their Antler project, which is in Arizona. They've got three rigs drilling down there, and they're looking to bring that into production. So the cobalt assets that New World have had, they weren't getting any love. Oh. So cobalt was set aside as a special purpose vehicle to list on the ASX and then devote full attention to the cobalt projects from New World. And while that process was actually going along, we're actually able to acquire two new projects in the Idaho Cobalt Belt as well. So Black Pine and Panther Project, they weren't part of the original New World portfolio. And during the IPO process, we were able to get them into New World as well and bring our project total up to five.
How did you get your hands on an extra two projects, given that cobalt's a critical mineral and it's getting a bit of flavour of the month at the moment?
Yeah, I suppose it was a little bit before it was flavour of the month. It was 6 to 8 months ago. One of them was we staked claims. So it was vacant and we were able to go out there and stake the claims. And that project's only 3 kilometres from past producing mines. So, really good district to be in.
Let's go into the detail of each of the projects. So you've got five in total, four of them on this Idaho Cobalt Belt. What are you going to focus on first? So you're listed now. So what's the plans? What's the news going forward?
Well, Black Pine is our first project we're going to get started on. So we've got an IP survey ready to go. Should be starting before the end of the month up at Black Pine. Now, IP is a really, really good tool for locating sulfide mineralisation and cobalts associated with sulfides in the Idaho Cobalt Belt. So we're hoping to identify some nice targets for drilling there. Black Pine itself has been drilled previously. A company by the nation, Formation Capital, drilled 190 holes out at Black Pine. So it's a fairly advanced project. They were focused on copper at the time. And there's actually an historic mine at Black Pine that produced 6,000 tonnes of copper at 2%. So, you know, the previous explorers are focused on copper and also shallow resources. Barely any drilling at a depth greater than 150 metres.
Oh, wow.
So we're going to take a bit of a new approach and we're going to really go after the cobalt. We're going to go after it with IP in the next couple of weeks. And then we're going to bring a drill rig in August, September, and follow up on that IP and also the high-grade drilling results that Formation Capital was able to get in the 1990s.
Has there's
been no work done at Black Pine since 1996. It's over 25 years ago.
Okay. So not only has there been no work done, I guess the IP survey and sort of new technology will help you to identify what might be there in terms of cobalt.
That's right, yeah. And the IP survey is basically going to be covering some new ground. It's never been surveyed before. There's numerous prospects across Black Pine. There's old shafts and old adits and trenches that were all done in the 1960s. There's soil anomalism that covers over about 5 kilometres of strike length, and the project's only about 6 kilometres, so almost the entire project is covered in, you know, copper cobalt soil anomalism.
As a geologist, how excited are you about the fact that nothing's been done on this since 1996? That's quite some time. So do you see this as, like, this is new ground and you could be finding some really interesting stuff here?
That's right. Yeah, I'm really excited. And it's one of the reasons I took this role was to get out here and really get stuck into these projects. There's so much potential. The Idaho Cobalt Belt overall has been poorly explored. And to get your hands on a project like this, which has got defined anomalies and defined drill targets and previous drilling intercepts, it's really exciting. And some of the results coming out of the Black Pine project, we've got grades of 4.8%. That's ridiculous for cobalt. That's like 2 ounces of gold.
I was going to say to you, Ben, I haven't, it's not something I've really focused on. Everyone knows I like, understand copper and lithium, and I even understand gold and silver, but 4.8% cobalt, that's what?
It's close to 60 grams per tonne of gold equivalent. That's only a thin hit. The numbers I work with is 0.1% cobalt is about the same as a 1.3 gold.
Okay.
So, when you start getting, 0.3, 0.4, 0.5% cobalt, you're getting some really nice numbers. And there's loads of hits at Black Pine where we're getting, 0.5% cobalt. That's a set, which is greater than 6 grams.
But there's four of them. Now, just give me a visual, give our audience a visual of the Idaho Cobalt Belt. Where is, Idaho, America, is it mountainous? Is it flat? Have you got some challenges to get in there?
The Idaho Cobalt Belt is in Idaho, so it's in the western US. It's kind of on the, let's say, the northwestern end of the Rocky Mountain system, near the Rocky Mountain system.
Okay.
It is at elevation. You can't work over the winter, but there's a pretty good field season. At one of our projects, I'd say you can get in there from March to December, so it's a really, really good field season. Black Pine's probably a little bit less than that, maybe. May through to November, but really, really good working seasons. Black Pine you can drive to. They did RC drilling in the past, so access is fantastic. There's phone reception at Black Pine, you don't get a lot better access than you do at Black Pine.
What's the nearest town to Black Pine in this area?
The nearest town of any size.
Hang on a second, Ben. Probably the nearest city, because if you say a town, I'll probably go, oh, I've got no idea where that is.
The nearest town is Salmon, Idaho. It's only about 3,000 people. But then the nearest cities are kind of Butte and Missoula. and they're in Montana.
Okay.
Across the border. So a couple of hours drive to Butte, Montana.
Black Pine's first off the list. Tell us what's next, because that sounds like it's a fantastic project. Not much has been done, and it sounds like you're getting some really good, a good start to it with some of the grades, etc. What's next?
That's right. So our other project that we're going to focus on this year is Coulson. Coulson was previously drilled by New World Resources when they had it. They drilled about 12 holes for about 5,000 metres, and they concentrated right around the old Salmon Canyon historic mine. So there's an historic mine also at Coulson, about 650 metres of development, and they produced couple of tonnes of cobalt ore. Since New World drilled those targets, they've done IP and soil sampling, and they've generated three really standout targets. So the Long Tom soil anomaly has values in soils up to 0.11% cobalt, which again is greater than a gram per tonne gold equivalent, and then 0.4% copper. So some really, really high grade soil numbers. And a coincidence to those soil sampling anomalies is a strong IP target. And these are all a couple of kilometres along strike from the past producing Salmon Canyon mine. So we're really excited to get out and drill these. They're almost grassroots types of targets. They're soil anomalies, they're IP anomalies. They're immediately on strike from a historical mine. And there's two or three of them that really, really stack up, being the Long Tom, Shallow Long Tom, and then the Salmon Canyon extension. So there's three really, really quality targets, and we're looking to get out there in June, July, where we've got a rig penciled in, looking to get out there and do 3,000 to 4,000 metres starting in late June, early July.
Well, that's I'm talking to you and it's already coming up mid-May, so June, July is like tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Black Pine, Coulson, you've also got Panther and Elkhorn. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Panther Cobalt Project is the project we were able to stake claims on. That was previously held by a company called Prime Mining. They did a detailed soil sampling and kind of mapping program in 2017, 2018, but they never did any geophysics and they never did any drilling. This project sits only 3 kilometres from the past producing Blackbird mine. So the Blackbird mine is a really significant deposit in the Idaho Cobalt Belt. It produced 5 million tonnes, 0.6% cobalt and 1.5% copper, and closed in the 1960s with remnant resources quite similar to that. So Panther project sits only 3 kilometres from that mine. There's some, there's only rock chip samples and soil samples at the moment, but the numbers are really, really high grade. This number's up to 30% copper and 0.3% cobalt. There's some really good samples coming out of there.
Hey, Ben, you've said it again, like nothing's been done since, the 90s. Why has this been so over? Why have people not looked at this in the past? Is it because we're only just now seeing the value of cobalt, or what's the reasoning behind this?
Well, people have been looking out there. At Jervois Mining, an ASX-listed company called Jervois, they've been bringing their project into development over the last 10 years. So, they're actually getting ready to make first cobalt by the end of the year. That's also very close to the Panther project and the Black Pine project. So, there's going to be a deposit in production in the district by the end of the year. So, maybe Jervois have been focusing too much on their mine development and not really looking outside the mine fence and doing exploration. But also, cobalt's been down. Had a really nice run between 2017 and 2018, but it really is the rise of the electric vehicles and the lithium ion batteries that really is bringing cobalt to the fore at the moment.
Because there is a gap. I mean, I know we all talk about the gap with copper and we talk about the gap with lithium. Would you say the same with cobalt? Because you said earlier that over 70% comes from the Congo, which, it's sad but true, ladies and gentlemen. Only today there was a siege at one of the gold mines down there. So I guess being in a tier one jurisdiction like Idaho is a big tick.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Yeah, the US is really bullish on securing domestic supply for these new age battery metals, you know, rare earth and all these kind of things. So they're for two reasons. They want to ethically sourced cobalt. They don't want to be relying on somewhere like the Democratic Republic of Congo. And also the Chinese process a lot of the cobalt. So they don't really want to be reliant on the Chinese as well. So they're really keen to get their domestic supply.
So from a I guess a news flow point of view, you say Black Pine IP survey in August, September, Coulson got a rig on site. You're going to get going with that in June, July. Panther, you've staked a claim on. That's got some potentially very good ones. Elkhorn, that's a copper cobalt, not pure
cobalt. Yeah. Elkhorn's a very early stage project. So, we'll probably focus on the other three for the immediate term, and Elkhorn will be a little bit down the pipeline. But Elkhorn was first identified in the 1960s, and the discovery of prospecting pits, or there is prospecting pits that they created where there's outcropping cobalt and copper sulfides. So it's right along the belt from where Jervois are producing, or getting ready to produce, and the Blackbird mine as well. Very, very similar geology.
I was just about to say, is it along the same sort of structure, or is it?
That's right. The Idaho Cobalt Belt's only 55 kilometres long. So all these deposits are in, you know, relatively close proximity to each other. The Black Pine deposit itself is only 15 kilometres from where Jervois are getting their production up and running. So, you know, there's potential. We believe we can develop a standalone operation at Black Pine, but, you know, if for some reason we can't, then, you know, 15 kilometres away will be Jervois' processing facility.
That was going to be my next question, is are you friendly? Are you friendly with the other people along the belt, and do you share information?
Yes, we are at the moment. Jervois actually...
at the moment, ladies and gentlemen.
Jervois actually previously held the Black Pine project, and they're the ones who sold it to us. So we have a really good relationship with them.
Well, that's good. Now, look, I'd be wrong of me not to mention Good Springs, which is in Nevada. We've spoken a lot about Idaho, but you've got one project in Nevada. What's that one all about?
Yeah, that's the Good Springs project. That's about 50 kilometres southwest of Las Vegas. There's some very, very high-grade cobalt and copper mineralisation there. New World did quite a bit of work down there also back in 2017, 2018. They did a significant soil sampling program, and they did two IP surveys across the deposits, or across the soil anomalies. And they've generated, you know, 10 really good quality coincident IP and cobalt soil sampling anomalies. So they're almost drill ready targets, those ones down there. What we'd like to do down there is actually spend a little bit more time trying to get to understand the geology, a little bit more time, you know, doing a bit more of a review and to refine those drilling targets, because there's quite a few drilling targets, and we need to rank them and work out which ones are the best and which ones are going to give us the most bang for our buck.
Absolutely. And look, it would be remiss of me, and we don't have a lot of time left, but it would be remiss of me. You IPO'd not less than a week ago, as I talked to you, and on top of that, it was 9 million. So you've got a market cap of about 13 mil, I think it is. What's the use of funds? Where is it going to go? Because we've explained the projects. There's five in total. As you've said, you've outlined the ones in the Idaho belt and one in Nevada. Where's the use of that 9 million going?
Yeah, obviously when you've got five projects, it can be a little bit tricky trying to allocate funds, but the bulk of the money is definitely going to go to Black Pine and Coulson initially, with the IP survey starting in May at Black Pine, and then we'll roll over to drilling in June, July in Coulson. And then the plans, once the drilling's finished at Coulson, is to bring the rig back down to Black Pine. So that'll be most of the activity for this year. That'll keep us busy for the next, you know, 4, 5, 6 months.
And you've got that, you've secured that rig to go from Coulson to Black Pine, and it's not going to be, because rigs are hard to get a hold of, as we know, Ben.
Yeah, we've got one rig secured, and it'll go to Coulson, and then that crew and that rig and all the geos and everything will just move down to Black Pine. It's, you know, they'll move there in a day. It's only it's only 30 kilometres away from Coulson to Black Pine. So basically the same job.
All right, so 13 million market caps, not a lot. You've only just got started, and this is the first time you and I have a chat. So make sure you come back as you get some of those results, because it sounds to me there's a bit of underlying excitement with those the numbers that you've just told me, that they're quite strong, quite high grade. Is that unusual, or is that normal for that sort of Idaho cobalt area?
It's unusual globally, but it's quite common in the Idaho cobalt belt. Blackbird and Gervais Idaho cobalt operation are very similar, high component of cobalt versus copper, and cobalt is the mineral of primary economic importance. So it allows you to really, really focus on cobalt. And that's a common theme in the Idaho cobalt belt. But once you get outside the Idaho cobalt belt, it's not a very common theme. And so that's why the Idaho cobalt belt and our four projects there are all very exciting.
And I guess because it is known as a cobalt belt, there's not going to be any challenges with getting things going. And I know you're exploring at the moment. I get that. But further down the track, they understand mining in that area.
That's right. As I said, the Idaho cobalt operation from Gervais is about to start producing. So they've managed to get all their permits to build tailings facilities and processing facilities and mine underground. The local federal agencies are very familiar with mining and very familiar with cobalt mining in the immediate area.
Well, certainly a place I'd like to be, Idaho or the Congo. I think Idaho gets it right. We've run out of time, Ben. This always happens to me. My beautiful audience would like to know three reasons why they should sit up and take a look at Cobar Resources, ASX code KOB, right now.
No problems, Kerry. I'll keep it brief. Well, one is we're a pure cobalt play, as we've talked about. We're in a Tier 1 jurisdiction in the world-renowned Idaho cobalt belt, in a booming cobalt market. And, the price has run magnificently over the last 15 months. So that allows us to really, really focus on cobalt in a booming market, which is very unique on the ASX. There's very few companies focused on cobalt on the ASX.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yep.
So... and secondly, as we've kind of touched on, there's a real demand for ethically sourced cobalt and cobalt that's not produced in China, particularly from the US. Joe Biden and the Biden administration is definitely starting to fund and try and locate and develop domestic supply for these new modern minerals. He's putting money into rare earth elements production in the US. And he's looking to do the same for cobalt and just to secure up that supply for his own country, so he doesn't have to rely on China and the Congo.
And finally,
a value proposition. We only listed on Wednesday. No one knows about us. We've got a market cap of 13 million. We've got these really high-quality projects in the Idaho cobalt belt that we're going to go out and get stuck into. We're going to be actively exploring and a real value proposition. I can anticipate a nice run on our share price when we get stuck in.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. As you said, as you wrap things up, I think the most important one there was ethically sourced cobalt. It's going to attract a premium, no doubt. And they've only just listed 13 million market cap. Do your own research, but we love to bring you some of these news stories that are around. Ben Valerine, you've got plenty of work ahead of you. Make sure you come back once that drill rig starts turning and give us an update on how things are going. But for now, thanks so much for joining me on Small Caps.
Excellent. Thanks very much, Kerry.